here in beautiful Bali, amongst the rice fields as the sun is setting. And the focus of this series that I'm putting together is all about how we can use different spiritual practices, tools, and techniques to really allow us to embrace and live life to the fullest and enjoy all of the beauty and complexities that come with it. So I'm here today with my dear friend Andre, who is such a master of his craft, and we are here to talk about how astrology can be used as a tool to really enjoy your life to the fullest. So Andre is someone that is just able to articulate such complexities with ease and in a very clear way. And so I'm very, very happy to have you here. You're so incredibly astounding at what you do. I'm always blown away just hearing you speak.
Oh, bless your heart.
So I would love to really talk a little bit more today in detail about your perspective around how we can use astrology in our lives for our benefit. And you have this really amazing quote that I always love to hear, which you say is like, astrology is not teaching us how to live our life, but how to love our life. So maybe you can elaborate a little bit more on what that means to you.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, thank you for having me here. And also thank you for the tea and the space. A very nice introduction. I'm humbled. Thank you. Very grateful. And yeah, regarding this idea that astrology doesn't show us how to live our life or how to love our life, I feel like, well, in a sense, at least from my perspective, that is the meaning of life. And I know this is a bold statement to start with, but I do feel like the meaning of life is to transcend judgment and to open to love who we are and what we are in our journey. The moment we love everything, there's no judgment. That's it. It's like we're there, basically. So when you think about it, is, yeah, I mean, astrology, just like seeing your chart, basically, it's this map towards your highest potential, your highest expression. It's like everything you can see there, your karma, your conditioning, your life lessons, like all the things that help you validate your experience and also allow you to have free will in that sense, to make empowered choices. So that's the foundation of growth and shadow work, is awareness, right? It's shedding awareness onto our limiting beliefs, onto where we are not free, onto where we are playing small, and quieting down that, you know, like self-sabotage voice. It's like, you know, like our mind is creating our reality. So by quieting down the critical voice, the judgment, like I was saying, transcending this judgmental voice allows us to embrace life and to accept it and to open to receive. And then we stop seeing things as something that's happening to us, and we see them as something that's happening for us. And it also eventually something that's happening as us, as we are creating it. But the idea is, the moment you see life as a gift, the moment you see that everything that happens to you, all the challenges, all the circumstances, the people that you meet, everything is just a gift that, and an opportunity for you to step into your highest expression, for you to come home to your truer self, then it just becomes a fun game to play. And then you love it, like any video game, right? You get immersed into it and you start liking it. Then you're like, wow, let's see what life brings today. Wow, let's see what brings tomorrow. Wow, let's see what this invitation brings, what this relationship, what this person, all of these things. So in a sense, I do feel like it allows us to, yeah, validate ourselves and not take things too serious, but see it as a game of life. And yeah.
I think something that astrology has really done for me, it's allowed me to release a lot of judgment or blame or maybe regrets that I've had towards maybe certain actions I've taken in the past or going down certain pathways that I now know to be not aligned. But in understanding my astrology chart and how I'm actually supposed or planned to go through these challenges, I can understand now that this is actually a part of my design. So it's not that there's something wrong with the way that I'm moving through life. It's actually happening perfectly.
Yeah.
And so having this understanding allows me to release that judgment and kind of be more embracing of those things that I perceive maybe have been not necessarily on the right path, but of course they're always on the right path.
Yeah, I agree. And I resonate with what you're sharing here. I do feel like mentioning here that I find these two aspects of astrology and our life in general is the aspect of fate and the aspect of free will. And I know it's a big conversation and yeah, we're maybe not diving full into it right now, but what I mean from these two aspects is that it's like you said, you have the ingredients or the conditioning that you came into this life with, the life lessons and all of these things, and that is the element of fate, right? Like that is something that you made a choice before you came here at the level of your higher self. You signed a contract, you like came here and you took on this conditioning and karma and life lessons. But then how you work with them and what you build with those ingredients, that is the element of free will. So it's like even when you look at the astrology chart, I feel like it's in a sense, it's the potential. But then how you actualize that potential, it comes down to the choices that you make. If you react to life or if you respond to life, if you take the empowered choice, the high road, or you're in the victim mindset and you're in the low road, you know, like you do have the destination of where you're going to, you know, the peak of the mountain, but the journey of how you go there, that's totally up to you. You can climb it, you can jump, you can whatever, you can crawl. It's like everyone has that choice of how we're navigating life. And I feel like this is what gives it the flavor that we live. Like, we can make life very playful and very nice regardless of the circumstances that we have. And I know this is a bold statement. It's obviously easier to say from someone that's, like, privileged and all of these things. But I do strongly believe that we came here with exactly the right tools that we need for the mission and the job. And the lessons that we need to learn in that sense. So it all boils down to releasing that judgment and embracing it, loving it. And yeah, astrology, like looking at the chart, it does show you the potential. So it shows you that potential of like what is there beyond my shadows, beyond these limitations that I, or like we perceive right now. If I feel like I'm here right now, like I can see what is there beyond. And then that also holds you accountable in a way, I would guess, because it's like, yeah, are you playing small or are you taking the high road? But then we have the choice of how to do that.
Yeah, beautiful. I really love this point about potential.
Yeah,
because on the one hand, you know, astrology, understanding that I'm acting as per my design and things are happening as per the plan allows me to rest and surrender into that plan. But there's also this other element of that that feels maybe a little disempowering, because it's like, well, if it's all just written in the stars, like I'll just get on the roller coaster because I have no choice, you know, and just sit there and go along with it. But what I understand from you is that, yes, there are elements and certain events that are written in the stars, right? But we have, there is a potential that we have the ability to choose to rise to that or just stay in the same patterns.
Exactly. And yeah, I mean, obviously, when you think about surrendering doesn't mean like really just, okay, I'm going to lie in bed and whatever. It's like, no, we need to do things in life as well. But surrendering is just this release of control, expectation. It's like the complete embrace of, like you said, like the things that are meant for you in this lifetime, it's like they will find you. Your purpose will find you. And what's not meant for you, like no matter how hard you try, you cannot get it. But then you still, like, it's still that element of taking empowered action. It's like having a vision, taking empowered action, following our intuition, doing things towards it, but then releasing the expectation that, oh, it needs to happen this way, or oh, it needs to happen that way, or oh, it's like I knocked on this door and no one opened, or this relationship failed, or whatever. It's like realizing that those things are just like mirrors that invite you to come back to yourself. So a good question always would be like not to ask like, why is this happening to me? But what is this trying to teach me? Like, what am I supposed to learn through this experience? Because then like, again, it becomes a game of growth and expansion. And yeah, basically it's a map back to our highest expression of who we are beyond the conditioning, beyond what the world told us who to be.
So you could say that everyone comes into this earth with certain challenges or obstacles that they need to face and go through in their charts, right? But then it's up to us to determine how do we perceive these and how do we learn from them so that we can actually develop a wisdom or develop an understanding that was deeper that maybe we can even share with others or just use for our own personal growth.
Exactly. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And again, I feel like life, it's not just like a linear thing. It's like spiralic. So we go through those events or through similar stuff over and over again, but we see them through different consciousness level. So our perspective gets more expanded. So we see more, we experience more of life. The more we open our heart, the more we get to experience of life. We get to see more of it. And that brings us more and more free will, right? Because like initially, it's like in that psychology, Carl Jung says, unless you make your unconscious conscious, you will dictate your life and you will call it fate. So then it's like being on that habitual automatic mode of just reacting to life. But then the more you become aware and you start loving it and embracing it and inviting it in and inviting the lessons in, it's like it's kind of like your perception expands and then you're able to see more of life. So then, to answer your question, it's like, sure, you look at the chart and it's like you can see there, you can see different placements that talk about someone's soul journey from the perspective of like, what is the karma? What is the life lessons that are here to learn? What are the biggest challenges? And we have these placements like Saturn, for example, or Pluto, or the south node of the moon. And sure, there's like points in the chart where someone can see what is their journey from disempowered state to empowerment. And then but how you work through them and how you navigate them, I feel like that is the free will. And that's also the example that I keep giving with like twins that have like almost exactly the same chart, like almost, but then their life is very, very different. And I do feel like our choices create our reality in that sense, but we do have those ingredients that we need to work with, the conditioning that we came here to work through. Even when you think about it, there's this beautiful it just comes to my mind, like from the Jinkies, is this fear of core wound and vocation. So it's basically the same thing. So I always resonate with this idea that our wounds become our vocation. So the things that we do become the things that we're here to inspire and like becomes our work into the world. And in that sense, it is like the conditioning. It's exactly the polar opposite of what we're here to learn. So in that sense, we experience the dark or the shadow to see the light.
Yeah.
It's like you cannot have one without the other, because we do live in a world of polarity, right?
So in this way, we can see all of the challenges as gifts.
Exactly.
Or learning opportunities, learning experiences.
Exactly. And then based on that awareness, then we are in the position to make an empowered choice and decide if we actually use that opportunity for growth or we fall back into those habitual tendencies.
Yeah. Okay. I feel that understanding what those challenges are can help us move forward. And this is something that I've taken from a little bit going into my birth chart is actually having a visual or having it kind of reflected back to me and almost like validating what those challenges are so that I can see them in the big picture of my life and see how they are contributing.
Yeah.
So actually having this awareness of what these things are that are in my chart that could be obstacles can help me understand what they're bringing to my life.
True. Yeah, it's also very important to note here is that, like, we have this thing where people, for example, they look at the chart and like, oh my God, like I have my whatever moon in Scorpio, like I'm doomed, or I was trying not to swear on the pod, like I'm doomed. And they're like, I really want to clarify here that at least from my perspective and my experience, your chart is perfect. Every chart is perfect. Everyone's chart is the best chart they can have for exactly the mission and the journey that they need to have in this lifetime. So there's no part in the chart that's disempowering. There's, when you think about it, if you came here willing in this lifetime, you made a decision to come here, you pick the best chart that you can pick, right? You pick the best moment. If you picked the moment you want to come, you're like, I want to come in this exact moment, in this exact planetary alignment to have this exact chart because it helps me do the work that I need to do. So in that sense, it's not like looking at the chart and feeling like, oh, this is shit, or like, oh, how am I going to overcome this? No, it's like, think about it, every single placement, every single aspect, every single thing there is designed to empower you. If only you open up to work with it, and if only you build a nice relationship with it. It's like we have this thing of looking at our charts and be like, oh, Saturn, this is the malefic, it's gonna whatever.
Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, I'm like, no, it's like, how about like cultivating an empowering relationship with it, a relationship of co-creating, like everything, every single aspect is there to help you grow and to help you be the you that you need to be for the service that you are to bring here in this world.
Yeah. And this is about taking ownership of our life, exactly. Like not comparing it to other people, getting caught up in what you feel you should be doing, where you should be at a certain point. From this lens, we can really understand that, yeah, we chose to be here. Everything that we're going through is bringing us growth, exactly. Bringing us new experiences, elevating us to that next level. Even if we can feel that we're stuck in the same loop, every time we do that loop, something slightly different is coming out. So I think this is such a beautiful lens to look at life through generally.
Exactly. I mean, it is that quote that like, just came to my mind now too. I keep forgetting. I'm not sure if it's Rumi, but it couldn't be. Maybe not. But like saying that no man can cross the same river twice because it's not the same man and it's not the same river. Like water keeps moving, we evolve. So no matter like as the spiralic nature, we might go through the same thing, but it's not the same. It's like we see it from a different consciousness. We are a different person. So you said it's always like realizing that things are always moving, evolving, even when it looks like they're not. Yeah, they are.
Yeah. And that everything that we go through in life is happening for a reason, and everything is connecting us, connecting to lead us to a certain point, which kind of leads into my next question, which was around purpose and how can I just look at my astrology chart and from there understand what I'm supposed to do? Because I know that there are like certain placements in your chart which can kind of lead you in a certain direction, right? Can we use astrology to find our purpose, or would you suggest a different approach?
I would say yes and no, in the sense of I would say yes, but I would kind of like rephrase a little bit of this question, because for me, purpose is not something that we actively seek or chase, or like I need to get my purpose. For me, purpose is more like something that finds you. It's like when you're living in alignment with like who you are meant to be, like your truth, your authenticity. Purpose is you living in authenticity, basically. That's it. It's like
I feel like we did say that one more time.
Bless your heart. So yeah, purpose really is like you living your most authentic life, because
just living,
exactly,
right?
Because when you think about it at the mental level, we have this tendency as humans to always project things into the future, like our purpose, the things that we do, because we don't want to be with the pain of and the suffering of the present moment. So we always push things into the future. But then what if your purpose is right now? It's like, what if your purpose is like this moment right now? When you think about like, there's no, like time is a mental construct. Why do we always project purpose as like something that's happening in X amount of years? Why not right now? What if you came here for this exact moment right now? So then I'm finding like the more you embrace and open to receive life in her whole totality, it's like we stop being in that doer mode, that like wounded masculine, always need to do things. And we start like embracing to receive this receptivity, this like suppressed feminine aspect of ourselves, and kind of be like, okay, if I just love my life every moment, and if I love myself, then how is that not living my purpose? And how is purpose not finding me?
I think what I understood from astrology is exactly this, because when I look at all the things that have kind of transpired in my life, they haven't always made sense.
Yeah.
And only really recently going deep into astrology did I understand that everything is just kind of playing out, you know, in the way that it's supposed to. So in this way, yes, I'm living in my purpose at all times.
Exactly.
And if I now consciously embrace that and make the choice to learn lessons from certain experiences, meet new people and experience them as my teacher, then it's almost like, yeah, allowing me to move towards that potential faster.
Right. So that's why I wanted to clarify a little bit the language, because I felt like purpose for me, it was meaning something else. But if you meant like career or life lessons, then I do feel like, yeah, sure, you definitely see those in an astrological chart. Like looking, for example, at the zenith of your chart, there's a point called the midheaven, which is the sign that was directly above your mom's head the moment you took your first breath, and it's the high. It was the highest point in the sky at that moment. So that symbolically represents kind of like our, like, highest career point, or like our achievement or legacy here. So it'd be like, but that's also something external, something that we do by embodying who we are, like we embodied our truth, and then that is the result of that. So that's what I'm saying, like, for me it's a distinction of like what we're here to do and then like purpose. But then also, for example, you also have Saturn in an astrological chart, and for me Saturn represents the big life lessons. So looking at like where Saturn is can show you, okay, what am I here to learn? Like, what are the big life lessons? And there's a lot of other like aspects. For example, the north node of the moon is sort of like a psychological shift that needs to happen within you. So that's like what you need to embody and integrate within you to be able to then step into that vocation or purpose, like you said. So there's a lot of aspects that play around very well, but sure, like there's these things, I would say the big points to look in the chart if you're considering looking at, okay, what am I here to do, would be pretty much would be Saturn, the midheaven, and the north node of the moon.
So basically there are many reasons that we came here, right?
Right.
Each of the planets, they're teaching us different things. So,
yeah.
Would that be a correct statement?
Yeah, I would say more, so parenthesis here, I see more the planets as sort of parts of our psyche. So parts of ourselves. So I see things as like the planets are the characters, so the parts of our... We have these 10 planets, like 10 parts of our psyche. And then the signs that they're in would be like the flavor of like what is happening. And then the houses they're in would be the where, like what area of your life.
Okay.
When you look at the astrological chart. So the planets would be the what, the signs would be the how, and the houses would be the where in your life. So yeah, the planets is more like, what, like it's okay. It's an archetype, so it's like what part of you it's expressing in, and then filling the blanks sign in, filling the blanks house area of your life. I don't know if it was more confusing than that.
Great. So can we take an example then? Because
sure,
I think yeah, when we talk about purpose, a lot of people associate this with our kind of career, what we're here to share with the world.
Do you want to take your example or mine? Do you know your astrological placements?
Let's go with yours. I wanted to touch on, you mentioned earlier the midheaven, right? So the midheaven is tied with our legacy, our career.
Yeah, it's a good indicator.
So how can I then look at mine and understand what it, or look at, let's take yours as an example.
Okay.
And understand what that means in the context of what you just expressed.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, you can always for sure go on any astrological website, do your chart. And then once you have your chart, if it's in Placidus, you will always be the 90 degrees from the ascendant, so the vertical line. If it's a whole house or different system, it might be a little bit like angled. But for the sake of this conversation, let's just use Placidus because it's the one that most people use, even though I use whole house. But let's just say, so it will be like the line that's really vertical, perpendicular to your ascendant. It's the cusp of the 10th house. That's why the 10th house in astrology is also kind of like representative of the career and sort of public life that we do there. So the cusp that begins at 10th house, it's called the midheaven. So I would work with it if, like, for people that are very new to astrology, I would just look at maybe the modality and the element. So you will have a sign there. So for example, mine is in Sagittarius. Mm-hmm. So then Sagittarius is fire element and the modality is mutable, right? We have these three modalities, cardinal, fixed, mutable, and they repeat. So if the zodiac, it starts from Aries, which is cardinal, and then Taurus is fixed, and then Gemini mutable, and then each three pair will go the same way, like cardinal, which it means beginning something new, mm-hmm. always like doing something new. So if your midheaven is in a cardinal sign, you mean like you're here to initiate things, like to start things. It's not necessarily they need to finish them, but you're here to like start new projects, okay. to start a new business, to do all of these things. So you're the initiator. If it's in a fixed sign, it means that like you're here to sort of have that stability, right? Mm. Like it's all about like stability, it's all about routine, it's all about like perseverance and doing something like over and over, like creating that kind of like, how to say, that quality over time, right? And then if it's mutable like mine, mutable means like you're always like kind of like trying multiple things, or like moving. Mutable always means like it's the end of a journey and the beginning of the next one. Oh. So it's like it's sort of, for example, Sagittarius would be like, yeah, that end of fire, right? Mm. Is the end of that cycle, the three of them. So then again, you can also look at the elements. So you have the four elements, like fire, water, earth, and air, and each one of these elements has a specific thing to it. Like fire, for example, it's like a trailblazer, it's someone that's very creative, it's someone that's like fun, engaging, like you always have to like go out, do things, explore. Water, it's very emotional, it's very intuitive, it's very like psychic, empathic. So if you have your midheaven in a water sign, maybe you're meant to, I don't know, be a healer, hold space for people, be a nurturer, be a nurse, or artistic. Like water is very artistic, you can be someone that has like artistic tendencies. Earth is very grounded, it's very practical, it's very organized, it's the provider. If you have an earth midheaven, it could be someone that's like, I don't know, CEO for example, or someone that's like into Earth is also very detail oriented, so it can be someone that works with like finances, or someone that works with like databases or stuff that they need to be very organized. Yeah, Earth is very organized. Then the last one was air. Yeah, so air is very curious, it's very aesthetic, it's all about like communicating with other people, and it's all about like teaching, learning, these kind of things. So yeah, your midheaven is in air, you're probably someone that like writes, reads a lot, but like communicates, shares, maybe social media, maybe something with aesthetic, can be interior design. So for example, see, just by looking at the element and the modality, you can already figure out some things of, oh, maybe this is, but again, I always say like this is a potential, like see what resonates within you too, like kind of use this as a base for contemplating of, okay, what do I desire to do? Like I was saying, like the moment we do things out of love and excitement, and we wake up with this excitement of, oh, it's like let me see what this day brings, and like let me do things because I love it, then purpose will find you. But it's a good indicator to give yourself that permission to be you. It's a permission slip, you know, like you see these things and you're like, oh wow, okay, or maybe I should try this, or like, yeah, you get the point that I mean.
Yeah, I like this idea of a permission slip and sort of these these things kind of feeding and working together with each other.
Yeah,
it's like almost using the astrology as a way to kind of validate our innermost desires, because they are unique to us.
Yeah.
And we can have these indications from our chart. I know that it's a lot more complex than just looking at the midheaven, but at least it allows us to really better understand who we are and who we came here to be.
Yeah, true.
And when we give ourselves that permission to follow our hearts, to live in joy and love, this is when we receive our purpose. This is when things become clear to us. I know this is 100% true in my experience. Like when I stopped looking for my purpose and just started choosing to do things out of love and happiness, then it became so clear and opportunities started coming to me and the pieces of the puzzle started fitting together.
Yeah, that's true. One thing that also helps, it is like you said about this permission slip, but it's also like kind of validating certain experiences and allowing us to suffer more by knowing where some of the challenges are. Because, like, I mean, since we were talking about the Midhaven now, funny enough, that's not something that I work very often in my astrology practice with, but since we're on it, I'm like, oh, let's just focus on this. But yeah, when it comes to my Midhaven, for example, I have Saturn, like, very close to my Midhaven. Mm-hmm. And Saturn is a planet that, like I was mentioning, it shows us what our life lessons are, but Saturn is, like, the father that, yeah, teaches you through, like, a little bit, like, harsh lessons. It's, like, it's sort of, like, yeah, the... It's how we learn through life, but in a very, yeah, by going through challenges. So it builds resilience. Like Saturn is that resilience and that confidence that we gain by going through life, by facing those challenges. But Saturn is also the archetype of time. So it is, in mythology, it's Kronos. So it is the father time called. So whatever Saturn is in the chart is something that sometimes would require time, we would be subjective to this idea of the maturation process. So by me having, for example, my Midhaven next to Saturn, it's also an indicator of, or allowing me to soften more into realizing that some things might take time for me and not like rushing the process and not being like frustrated that why things are not happening right now or like why things are not, it's like when I was younger, for example, I was always frustrated that why people near me have all this clarity of what their life choices and what their life careers or whatever are, and I was like, I keep trying all these things and I'm like I don't have the answers. But then realizing that, well, I was supposed to go through different challenges, and also that Sagittarian nature, which is like mutable and you like experience a lot of things, but with Saturn being there, it does show like this need for a maturation process before things crystallize. So yeah, well, it was an interesting way of like softening me, like, okay, it's okay not to know. It's okay not to have it now, or like it's okay not to, it's like, can I just be grateful for what is and just embrace to love what is and flow with it and realize that it will happen, like if it's meant,
it's part of your specific journey.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying, like having different planets there, different aspects to your Midhaven, it can definitely change a lot of the conversation. So we can change the how that manifests in your life. And also transits, like someone, for example, having different planets transiting their Midhaven would reflect in their, you know, in their life, that specific archetype. So that's what the personal, like, aspect is. Like, sure, we all have different things and we're all navigating things collectively, but yeah, based on your chart, there might be like very, very personalized experiences that are like really particular to your own life lessons.
This is so beautiful, and I'm sure that we could spend hours going so deep. But speaking of time, actually, we're recording here and it's getting dark. This is the second time we recorded this, actually, because we had some issue with the audio. So we would do a part two, I'm sure. But before we wrap up, I just want to say massive thank you for sharing your incredible wisdom. And if people want to learn more or work with you, is there some way that they can reach you?
Yeah, I mean, I usually post my thoughts on Instagram, so that's the only social network platform that social media sorry platform that I use where I do post stuff, so they can see that there. Okay. And then I also have my website, which we'll probably link it somewhere.
You also have an
email. It's okay, like my mail. It's my name.com, like andretopli.com, but like we'll link it. So yeah, on my website, there's a couple of things that I put there for free, like a foundational astrology ebook, which is not
the book is big. Amazing.
It's like, like 30 pages or so, but at least I feel like for someone that has like literally zero idea of astrology, and even someone that's like a little beginner, they will get a lot of things. I put like all the archetypes there and how to work with them and some important placements. So there's that book there, and sure, if they want to get in touch and have a conversation, I think all the details are on the website.
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, the book, I would just recap and say how incredible it is, because it really, the best thing about it is that it's 30 pages, because it takes, you know, this complexity and it brings it back to earth to people who are getting started or intrigued to learn more and use astrology as a tool to guide them. And it takes that away, that overwhelming feeling when you look at an astrology chart, and really simplifies in such a beautiful and articulate way, which I feel you've also done with me today. So thank you.
God bless your beautiful heart.